is David Limbaugh, syndicated columnist and author of Crimes Against Liberty. You're listening to the Dr. Gina Show.
Operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Literally, their houses were wiped down to the concrete foundation.
What happens next happens here.
We're going to continue to see triple-digit pricing.
Hiring plans are up above 179,000.
Fighting political correctness and union thuggery.
The department says new jobless claims rose last week by 43,000.
Serving the Midwest and broadcasting to the state of Alabama at 100,000 watts. Because any more would just be unfair.
Was not sufficient to end the conflict in Libya.
Dr. Gina is on the air.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Gina Show. So glad you are with us. Got a great show in store for you today. We've got Dave Bigo, Devil at Your Doorstep. Going to talk to him for our daily Dr. Gina Union Thuggery update from the Union Thuggery Files here on the Dr. Gina Show. If you remember when we had him on the show previously, he was just an innocent business owner trying to create jobs and live the American dream when the SEIU Purple People Beaters decided they had different plans for him. He went head-to-head with the SEIU, and guess what? He beat them. And we'll have him recap his story for us and then tell us what the anti-capitalist, anti-American, job-killing union thug bosses have been up to this week. Have I called him enough names? I know. Isn't that terrible? It's become, I've taken a page out of Obama's book. You know, he can't just say gay, lesbian. He's got gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, blah, blah, blah. The alphabet soup, as Jimmy LaSalvia called it. All right. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to go to Dave Bigo. He is president and CEO of Executive Management Services in Indianapolis, Indiana. He is here with us today for our Union Thuggery update. Welcome back to the show, Dave Bigo.
Hey, Gina, how you doing? It's good
to
be back.
Good. It's good to have you. Good to have you. And, you know, this is the great thing, job security for you, I guess, in that they really never stop with their antics. You don't have to worry about, like, having a slow week because the unions are going to continue despite their declining numbers, despite the fact that union members, rank and file members, are catching on to the tactics and the total lack of protection that they were promised from their union bosses. They are really starting to catch on. Their membership is declining. But nonetheless, it seems as though the tactics of the union bosses just gets more and more outrageous, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Dr. Gina, because, you know, desperate people do desperate things, and they're desperate. And yesterday I was on Fox Business News, and what was interesting is they had a gal, an SEIU gal from California, who was going after the SEIU because she wants to know how they're spending her dues money. Because she doesn't like the way they're supporting politics and different parties and all that instead of, you know, taking care of the membership.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got to give our listeners a background on you because, you know, we hear a lot from the unions. They have massive PR machines. They have, of course, the government is completely in their they're in their pocket and vice versa. So they have this massive ability to get their sob stories out. You know, most people don't know what happens to real people at the hands of the unions. But the last time we had you on the show, you told us about how your businesses were targeted by the SEIU. And even though you weren't looking for a fight, you took them on and won. Will you share that story with us again briefly?
Well, yeah. The SEIU is, in my mind, one of the most radical unions, if not the most radical in the country. And, you know, it's a business for them. And for big labor, they don't care about the employees. And what they do is they target areas like they did us in the Midwest, and including St. Louis. And they come to you and they say, look, we want you to sign a neutrality agreement. And, you know, that takes away the secret ballot election, reverse the card check, and puts a gag order on the employer. And you have to give them the employees' home addresses and their names and all that stuff. And And I told him no. I said, if you want to have a union, I'll live with the results. But, you know, if you have a vote, I'll live with the results. And they said, no, you don't understand. We don't want a vote. We want you to sign this agreement. I said, well, I'm not going to do it. And that's when they said, well, we enjoy conversation, but we embrace confrontation. And we're going to attack you and your employees and your customers and everybody associated with you. And they did. And, you know, we had a five-year war with them, and we came out on top. And I'm just trying to share the story and open up the eyes of the American people to what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, so let's go back a couple of weeks. I know you testified in Washington, D.C. before a House committee. What were you called to D.C. to talk about?
Well, it was specifically these corporate campaigns that unions run, like the SEIU ran against us. And the whole campaign is called Death by a Thousand Cuts, and its intent is just to get you to sign the neutrality agreement. And for your listeners, if they're not familiar with the Employee Free Choice Act or card check, which Obama and you know, the Democratic Party tried to get through last year legislatively, this is where they got the idea for card check.
Mm.
They had this neutrality agreement since the early 80s. And all of a sudden it dawned on them, boy, this would be great if we just made it law. And that's what they've been trying to do. So I was there to talk about the corporate campaigns and how they try to get people like me through, you know, all the things they do, attacking your employees, flyers and you know, letters to your customers and trying to get your customers' financing revoked if they don't get rid of you, you know, trick-or-treating in my neighborhood, clergy groups coming after you that are supported by the SEIU. I mean, just it's one thing after another.
Oh, and don't forget the big giant blow up rats.
Oh yeah, the rat, and then the jail cell where they said in downtown Indianapolis they had on the circle and it says EMS prison where people are kept in poverty. I mean, it's just it's incredible all the things they go through. And at the end of the day, though, what's really interesting about this, and I try to get this across to people. We are the only major company in the Midwest that didn't sign the neutrality agreement. All of our competitors did. And since they've signed that agreement, the SEIU's basically disappeared. These members don't see them anymore. They're not out there, you know, setting up safety programs and training programs like they say they're going to do in their
mm-hmm.
contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They just got enough people left to collect the dues money.
Yeah. Well, and it really does come down to collecting the dues money. And this listening audience knows this fact. If they don't come away with anything else, Dave, they're going to get this on the Dr. Gina Show. And that is that labor unions are the number one most powerful special interest group, bigger than big oil, big pharma, big real estate combined. They give more. It's expected to be at $1 billion this time around. Last time it was at $1 billion if you included the time and money that they gave to elect President Obama. And if you think this isn't a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours situation, you're wrong. We all know about the time they've spent in the White House and everything else. One of the things that I think is really important is that folks know that more than 90% of their dollars collected by their union bosses go to elect liberal Democrats who want to destroy their right to carry a gun, who want to continue a record of pro anti-life activity, who want to make government bigger and give you more regulations, who want to charge you more taxes, so on and so forth. They are handing their money over, and 90% of it is going straight to things that most rank and file American type union guys don't even have a clue their money's going to.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I was talking about this gal out in California who works in a state job but has to be a member of the SEIU. In other words, it's another form of forced unionism. She has to pay dues whether she wants to or not.
Right, exactly.
And she's only 25 years old, but I have to tell you, she did a good job yesterday, and even though she was nervous. And, you know, I have to give her credit. You know, she's got spunk, and she's standing up, and she's going to the SEIU and saying, I want to see your financial records. And, of course, what most people don't realize is Obama, when he came in, wrote an executive order to the Department of Labor telling them that they needed to change the regulations so the unions don't have to report their finances anymore.
Is that the 13563 thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Executive Order 13563 called the Improving Regulation and Regulatory Review.
No, that's a different one. That was just a smokescreen. That's just to say, we're going to make things nicer for business. We're going to reduce regulations. Well, in fact, what they're doing is increasing regulations through the Department of Labor and the National Labor Relations Board and the EPA and all that.
Yeah, and if people want to know where we're headed on this, it's not, you know, the size of unions is decreasing, but at the same time, the cohesiveness between our big government administration and the unions is ever increasing. That line is increasing. And if people want to know where we're headed, unions in leftist countries are telling Walmart they may not be allowed to build stores if they're not union and if they don't unionize their U.S. workers. They're U.S. workers.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of stuff is scary. Is scary.
Well, it is. And you know the thing about this, when you look at the percentages, less than 12%, about 11.9% of the working force in this country is unionized, and about 6.9% of the private workforce is unionized. So we have the tail wagging the dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. And you know, I remember hearing that, I believe it was the card check issue, that Vice President Biden had gone to the AFL-CIO, I believe it was. This has been, you know, maybe 8 months ago that I remember this happening. But he had spoken before them, and I guess in sort of a closed room setting, assured them that one way or another, they were going to have all of their demands. I mean, he pretty much promised them. Can that all still happen, or where is all that?
Well, that's, and here's what's happening. Because they couldn't get card checked through Congress last year, and of course with the November elections that changed the House makeup, what they're trying to do now is they're trying to change regulations at the National Labor Relations Board. Because, you know, Obama recess appointed Craig Becker and Mark Pierce. And these guys are busy change regulations, like, you know, you have to post all the rules in your application area, and the ones that came out last week, or they have to they're going to try and reduce the election period to less than 10 days. They're targeting 7 days, and what they're trying to do is achieve card check through regulation.
Right, exactly. And they're going to continue to try and do things like that. What else should we be aware of?
Well, I think this National Labor Relations Board thing is big, because
it is.
They're getting very close on that. And
give us the background on that.
Well, what I've told people is that the corporate campaigns, like they ran against me to sign the neutrality agreement,
mm-hmm.
what they have to do is change enough regulations so that the unions, when they run these campaigns, will be able to force the employers to knuckle under and sign the neutrality agreement. And, you know, it's like the ones I just talked about, posting regulations, or allowing unions to use your computers to talk to the people, or coming into your site to talk to people, because, you know, God forbid, Girl Scouts can come in and sell their cookies, but they can't come in.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things, well, what they're doing is they're looking at attaching fines to all these. So the union can come in and say, hey, you don't have this posted, or you won't allow us in like you do the Girl Scouts, or whatever it may be, and they file unfair labor practices. And now the poor employer, because the NLRB will uphold them, is looking at fines of $10,000 per occurrence.
Hmm. Wow.
So that, you know, you got three or four of those, and the poor employer's sitting there saying, what am I going to do? And here comes the union in and say, boy, we can help you guys. You know, here's what we can do for you. And they put the neutrality agreement down in front of them and say, just sign this and we'll withdraw all the charges and the fines will go away.
Wow.
And then they've got card check, because in the neutrality agreement, it eliminates the election and takes it to card check.
Got it. All right, Dave. Well, for those of us who are very concerned about this, what can we do?
Well, you've got to talk to your congressmen and senators and continue to put pressure on them to... I think we need to defund the NLRB, and I've talked to my my people. In fact, I talked to a couple of them here in today in the Senate and in the House about defunding the NLRB until, you know, they stop this stuff. And I think we've just got to put a lot of pressure, especially on the House, to do these things.
So the message to your congressman or woman who understands free market economic principles is to defund the NLRB. And boy, is there a lot of reason for that. All you got to do is Google it, and you will have all the documentation you need as to how completely disgraceful the NLRB is. So anyway, Dave Bigo, thank you so much for that update. And where can people find you?
Well, I'm on the web. My website is thedevilatmydoorstep.com, and I have a blog also that's devilatmydoorstep.wordpress.com.
Awesome. Dave Bigo, thanks for being on the Dr. Gina Show again.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.